righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Prince of Pissing People Off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Absolutely is positively Tuesday. I still haven't finished Luke Cage. I did watch one episode last night. I'm up to episode 10 right now. But I did enjoy watching the New York Giants get washed last night.
Oh, they got washed?
Yeah, they got washed.
I didn't see it.
Odell Beckham couldn't handle that D, that good D that is the Vikings defense, which was surprising.
Shout to Kim Kardashian for making it back to the U.S. safely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was in New York yesterday.
You can't ignore your Giants when they lose, bro. You got to embrace it, bro.
They said Odell Beckham's highlights are only in his hair, not in the game.
Kim Kardashian made it back safely. That's the most important thing. Shout to Kanye West. I'm sure so happy that your family's safe, man.
Yeah, salute to Kanye and his family. But Odell Beckham has not even received a big payday yet, and he's already acting like a little diva on the field. He about to mess around and mess up all his future money. Okay.
It was a game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Who played?
Well, maybe you're not a real fan if you don't know it was a game last night then.
Nah, there was no game last night.
So you're saying that wasn't even a game?
Okay. I don't know what that was last night.
Okay.
That was a disaster.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Well, good morning to everybody out there.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody had a great night.
Good morning.
Odell got to start acting like they got his wife tied up somewhere, okay? That's what he be acting
He's
like.
He's very emotional.
Very emotional.
Very emotional when it comes to the
For
game.
No
a little
reason.
Too emotional, yeah.
For no reason whatsoever. It's not even passion.
But it just started.
It's just like, bitchiness.
Like the last year, and this year, it's getting worse and worse and worse.
You
and
know
worse.
What it is?
What is it?
Butt struggles.
Butt struggles.
You know what those butt struggles are all about, baby. When you want it but can't get it.
What is the stuff up here?
The world is watching. That's a dashiki.
Dashiki.
I don't know what that.
They sent it to me. They sent me two. So I passed one to you.
I barely can dress as it is, so I don't even know what. I don't know where to begin with that.
This a thing dashiki? Is, this you just thing wear it with some jeans.
No way. This thing is orange and black and purple and yellow and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't know where to begin with a
they
dashiki,
They got Jordans
bro.
To match it with.
I'm going to just stick to these Mosi Motagi t-shirts that I'm used to. Okay? I'm going to get a dashiki to somebody who can make it look right.
DJ Self, I'm sure, would be great with the dashiki.
Self, look, salute to DJ Self from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He works up here with us at the radio station. You know?
Yeah, why do he have to be DJ Self from Love & Hip Hop? He's not from
I'm
Love & Hip Hop.
I'm talking to the country.
He's not from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
But we're in 70-plus markets.
He's from Love & Hip Hop New York.
He dresses like he's from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, okay? So salute to Self. All right.
He likes down south music.
Yeah. Well, he wears the dashiki, so we'll definitely pass it on to him.
Put it like this. Self is one of those people, even if he couldn't pull off a dashiki, he'd still try. That's the difference between me and Self.
He'll put Gwinnett on the back and he'll be rocking the hell out of
it. Drop one of
Clues
Bombs for DJ Self, damn it.
You have to have pride. Look what I have on today where I'm from.
That's not a dashiki.
Montserrat. That's a nice little track jacket, though.
It's my Montserrat jacket.
Mm-hmm. Salute to Self, though. I like when it's winter time because I love to see Self in action in the winter. He has a collection of furs that are just unbelievable. I mean, he's got hamster skin. He's got gerbil skin. Okay, he's got rabbit. He's got lamb. Okay,
now, Charlamagne, you stopped wearing fur recently.
I ain't never wore no fur. You ain't never seen me in a fur.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't never seen Charlamagne wear fur.
No.
I seen
rabbit.
Did he have a jean jacket with fur on it?
It was some type of faux fur.
I've never worn a fur in my life.
Yes, you did. You
were a fur. Furby or something.
Never.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get the show cracking.
Don't make me pull up a picture. I'm going to find one.
Never wore fur.
Well, let's get into front page news. What are we talking about in front page news next?
We are going to talk about the storm that's been hitting Haiti, and everybody is now listening to the radio to find out and make sure their relatives are good. This is Hurricane Matthew.
We syndicated in Haiti?
Well, it's a lot of people who have Haitian
relatives.
Gotcha.
Listen.
Right. So the only way they've been finding, a lot of people have been finding out what's going on there is listening to the radio in Haiti. From here, listening to what's going on there.
Oh.
That's how they've been keeping in touch.
Okay. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Get your ass up. Here's Drake, Riri, Too Good. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, Monday Night Football! Vikings beat the Giants 24-10.
The Vikings beat the Giants 24-10. Odell Beckham Jr. couldn't handle all that good D. Why Odell so sensitive lately?
He's been
bro?
Very
why
sensitive.
Why
he acting
so bitchy?
I don't know why.
What's his problem?
I have no clue. It's been very sensitive lately.
You're 23 years old. You're on a solid
having
team.
Having tantrums.
Victor Cruz is back. Like, what's wrong with you? Go out there and play football, bro.
He wants the ball more. I don't know.
And he knew that he was going to be targeted going into this season. I heard Josh Norman say that. I heard a couple other defensive backs say that. He knew that. He's a star wide receiver.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Know that. He has to figure out how to get the ball regardless. But you can't cry, scream, and fight. And it just gives us penalties and
He focused on his hair and his fashion too much in the offseason. Okay, get back to football, sir.
Now let's talk about Hurricane Matthew.
Yes, Hurricane Matthew is growing stronger today and shifting closer to Florida. It's also headed toward Haiti. The winds are near 145 miles per hour. And they're saying the threat to Florida and the southeastern United States coast has increased. Right now, they do have a hurricane warning in effect for Jamaica, Haiti, and portions of Cuba and the Bahamas. Now, what they are saying is that at least three people have already been killed. Cruise ships have had to change course. And the governors of Florida and North Carolina have declared states of emergency. It's really bad for Haiti right now just because their infrastructure is still weak after the earthquake in 2010 that killed more than 200,000 people. They're saying it's not safe to stay in your house. It's not a normal rainstorm. People need to move to shelters immediately. They also have about 1,000 different facilities which are temporary safe havens in Haiti.
Salute to all my Haitian massive, man.
Pray for Haiti, absolutely.
Prayers up to y'all. It's terrible.
Absolutely. Very terrible. Now, let's talk about what the White House wants to do. A new category now?
They want to put a new racial category for Middle Eastern people, for people from the Middle East and from North Africa. So, under the current law, if you're from the Middle East, you're considered white. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel like they should not be considered white. They should not be considered Asian. And for people who are from Syria, Syrian Americans, they argue they shouldn't be considered Asian because of the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act, which would deny them citizenship. So under this new proposal, the new Middle East and North African designation, they call it MENA, population scholars call it that, is broader than being Arabic or Muslim, which is a religion. It would include anyone from a region of the world stretching from Morocco to Iran and including Syrian and Coptic Christians, Israeli Jews, and other religious minorities.
They're just trying to keep track of y'all, buddy. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, they said this does a lot for, like, as far as the census forms, enforcing voting rights acts, and
yeah, and keeping everybody under control.
Enforcing school desegregation, helping minority-owned small businesses get federal grants and loans. And in 2010, in the census, a lot of Middle Eastern people skipped that question as far as their ethnicity because it was a form of silent protest. They said, check it right, you ain't white. That was one of the campaigns that they had then.
Yeah, that sounds good, but they need to make sure all Middle Eastern people are accounted for. That's what this is.
Can really check anything, by the way.
This is attendance.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. absolutely sounds like that.
I need to know your first name, last name, where you at, where you reside.
Yep.
Okay, that's what this is.
Now, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe you're pissed off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. Maybe your Giants got washed last night. The team fell apart. It looked horrible.
Maybe
whatever
they just ain't that good as people think anyway. Maybe that.
I wouldn't say that.
Maybe
but
the best team in the NFC East is my Dallas Cowboys.
Definitely not the Cowboys.
Okay.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Man, it's your boy Chase Dex, man.
Chase, tell them why you mad.
Chase Bay.
Man, I'm mad. Man, I went home last night, got my dinner ready. Man, I went home, cooked dinner for the whole family. I'm in a good mood. Sat down and watched my Giants get their butts spanked.
Yeah, they got spanked, man. It was bad, man. It was
at least the food was good.
Odell Beckham enjoyed the spanking.
Stop it.
Man, the food was good, but the aftertaste was bad, man. The aftertaste was bad.
Wow.
It was that was a terrible segue after talking about Odell getting spanked, by the way.
It was definitely a bad loss. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Feast, what's going on? This is T-Rock.
T-Rock, tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad for two things. One is that these fake Europeans are moving into North Africa and calling it the Middle East when there is no Middle West, no Middle North, or no Middle South. Second, I'm mad that Negroes are still spending money for Christmas. You know, we spend like $1 trillion a year supporting cultures and traditions that's not even ours.
Are you in the bathroom right now?
Sounds like you're in the bathroom, bro.
No, I'm actually in the kitchen hooking up some food.
Okay.
Yeah, you buying that food from the white man and eating that food from the white man's stores. What you talking
about?
No,
actually, my son is a chef, man. We buy fresh chicken.
From where? Though? From where? Who grew that chicken, bro?
Arizona. I'm in Arizona. There's a farm out here where we buy chicken from.
From the white man.
No, it's the brown man that owns the farm.
You're lying.
Why you gotta be lying?
He's the brown man on the farm, man.
Well, he making us feel bad about Christmas. I'm trying to make him feel bad about his damn chicken.
About living and eating.
Okay.
Nah, man. It's just what it is, man. It's not. You know, I know y'all throw punchlines and jokes in there, but we at the bottom of the barrel unnecessarily. You know, we complain that we don't have anything, but we don't support each other. We don't invest in ourselves.
I wouldn't make a broad statement like that. Some people do invest in themselves. Some people do support each other.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, you got to be the change that you want to see in the world. Me personally, I empower my own. I invest in my own. I support my own. I also support what's good, okay?
We have a black-owned business that we started that's in Brooklyn. In a Bed-Stuy, and
that's
our landlords that own the building are black
as
well.
African American,
but
right.
you don't want just black people coming in.
No, of course not. We want everybody
to come in. And you know, and Angela, you put all types of blood, sweat, and tears into that place. She got chandeliers in the bathroom, all right, types
there's
of.
There's blood there.
Places.
I'm not going.
There's no blood in there.
No, no.
I actually bought a little table for. Oh, you didn't see this yet. I bought a table for little kids yesterday. It was cute. It's like a little kids table.
Angela, you should be buying.
I know. I do just
place.
Be buying stuff.
And I just want to say I'm mad because you know I had a little bowl here that I put a dollar in to see if anybody would steal it. And they stole it.
Listen, man.
Why are you mad about that? That's what you wanted.
They stole it.
Hey, Negro steal.
They left a dime. They stole a dollar.
Hey,
a dime.
Man. Listen, we work with nothing but black hip-hop guys. They steal. All right? That's not a generalization.
It's a broad statement.
That's not a generalization. That's not profiling. That is a fact.
You don't think white people steal, too, if somebody
I don't know. I don't work with white people. I've been getting stolen. Black people been stealing from me for 6 years.
There's a white person right here that works with
us. Steve ain't never stolen nothing from me. You've been working here 6 years. How much stuff got stolen from you?
Yeah. A lot. We don't know if it was a black person or a white person.
Yeah, oh, really?
Could have been Steve.
Okay. All right.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Let me get this donkey today ready for Odell Beckham Jr. just to piss off New York City.
Why you doing that, man? He was a little emotional, man.
Just to piss off New York goddamn City.
Your Cowboys have a decent record already, and all of a sudden you so damn hyped.
First of all, if the Cowboys was 0-4, I would find a way to give a New York Giant donkey today. You don't even got to worry about that.
We know.
All right? But since you brought up my Dallas Cowboys record, we are 3-1. Salute to Dak Prescott, and I do not want to see Tony Romo back during week 8, okay? Let's move forward, not backwards, all right? I don't want to hear from Tony no more.
My goodness. Yeah, we got rumors coming up. What are we talking about in the rumors?
Yes. What did I say yesterday with Kim Kardashian? It looks like an inside job. And that's exactly what I thought immediately when they told the story of her getting robbed. We'll give you some more details on that.
All right. And also, happy birthday to Russell Simmons. Today is Russell Simmons'
birthday.
Salute
to Russell
Uncle
Simmons.
Russ.
He is 114 years old today.
I think he's like 59.
Russell Simmons is 114 and looks great.
No.
Listen, if you ever wanted a reason to go vegan, look at that 114-year-old man and tell me that he don't look good.
He's like 59. Shout out to Queen's own.
Drop one of
Russell
Clues Bombs for Russell Simmons. I love Uncle Rush, man.
They got the Rush card back in effect, too.
Rush card, all that. Fat Farm, all
I got to explain to you who Russell Simmons is. We don't need to be having a conversation. I'm being honest with you.
There you go. All right. Well, rumors when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up.
Now there are some details that have emerged about this whole Kim Kardashian robbery that happened in Paris. Now, Kim Kardashian was lying in bed. She only had on a robe. And that's when she heard boots on the stairs of her two-story apartment that she was renting. Mm-hmm. She saw at least one masked man and another wearing a police hat through a sliding glass door. So she rolled off the bed. She tried to call her bodyguard. Her bodyguard wasn't there because he was out with Kourtney. And Kourtney and Kendall Jenner, they were at a nightclub in Paris. So he had dropped her off through the driveway and then left to go take them to the club. Pascal Dubier is his name. Now, they did grab her by her ankles and they used zip ties around her hands and plastic handcuffs, and they duct taped her to make it more secure. That is when she started screaming and begging them not to kill her, saying that she had babies. She thought she was about to get raped. According to sources close to Kim Kardashian, she had no idea what was about to happen. They were speaking only in French, not in English. And the only thing she understood is they kept saying ring, ring. So they were looking for that ring that she was wearing. She had that ring
right.
that Kanye gave her that she had posted on social media. Now, they said she started begging and crying, according to these sources. And that's when they duct taped her mouth shut. They locked her in the bathroom. She did have a friend named Simone who was actually downstairs.
Was that her assistant that was downstairs? Is it Simone her assistant?
I'm not sure. It says a friend of hers. Okay. I don't know if it's her assistant or what.
Mm-hmm.
But Simone heard the commotion, locked herself in the bathroom, and called the security, the bodyguard, and told them to hurry back. Something was wrong. He got back to the apartment 2 minutes after the robbers left. The entire incident was 6 minutes long.
Damn.
Okay, now, Kim Kardashian, according to sources, the family doesn't believe that her security, Pascal, had anything to do with it. But what they do believe is that it was an inside job.
I mean, that's obvious. Somebody definitely lined her up. That's mm-hmm. obvious.
Well, you know, what they are saying is that there was only a small window of time that she had no bodyguard. So it had to be somebody tipped somebody off. Somebody tipped the robbers off that this is the time that you should strike. She had some friends over before the incident happened. And there are other people that were living there and multiple units in that building. People knew the comings and goings. There was a concierge at the front desk. They did confront him at gunpoint in the lobby. That's when he let them up to Kim's unit. They left with the jewelry, and then they took the concierge back downstairs.
Not a situation that I would ever want to happen to me in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's simple. Do you want that to happen to you, or do you want that to happen to somebody you love? If you don't, then you will have sympathy and empathy for that situation.
Absolutely.
That's horrible.
Now, still people are saying because Keeping Up with the Kardashians returns October 23rd, they feel like this is just a made-for-TV situation.
Well, I'll tell you this. If it is a publicity stunt, then this will be the one that kills all their credibility.
Yeah, I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
You'll never believe anything that ever comes out of their mouth after this one. But, I don't believe this one.
You should see it on TV. They should document it because they document everything else. But I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah. I mean, that girl's going to be, if this is a true story, that girl's going to be traumatized forever. She ain't gonna trust nobody.
Well, no. Kanye has canceled and rescheduled 2 tour dates after all of this happened. So he was supposed to be in Philly tonight and also in Detroit on Thursday. Those dates have been pushed back to December, and he will resume his tour Friday in Chicago.
Salute to Kanye, man. That is the worst phone call. That's probably top 3 worst phone calls a husband can get.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's discuss this podcast, Dudes Telling on Their Joints. Now, one person who was on there was Ric Flair.
That's the name of the podcast? Dudes Telling on Their Joints?
Well, no, it's actually the Ric Flair Show, but they're calling it Dudes Telling on Their Joints. Because remember, we were talking about this, a lot of guys have been talking about who they smashed recently for some reason. And we had a whole debate about this. And the other day, you guys were saying that men don't do that. Men don't kiss and tell.
No, we didn't
said
say
men
that.
Shouldn't
we
do
said
that.
Men shouldn't do that.
Because I think we were talking about women being called sluts.
You're talking about the slut walk, from the slut walk.
And the slut walk, and men don't normally tell.
They don't.
But it does seem like they have been telling a lot lately, okay? And on the Ric Flair Show, he actually talked about one person, one celebrity who he actually had sex with.
Any celebrity riders of Space Mountain?
Several dozen.
We're going to get any names
you
today?
You want me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry rode Space Mountain.
Of course she did.
Okay.
She was in Atlanta, and she just got divorced from Dave Justice.
Wait, are you telling a real story right now?
Do what I have to make up a lie?
I've never in my life used these words in the same sentence. Ric Flair and lame? That was super lame, Ric Flair. Like, you do not talk about women that you've had sex with.
Isn't he
period.
Like 80, though? Isn't Ric Flair like 80?
Yeah, he about 60-something, maybe.
Now,
maybe late 50s.
Halle Berry must have been on the low.
Well, it was a long time ago. Think about when she got divorced from David Justice. That was so long ago. So
I just don't see the point in telling everybody who you had sex with as a man. Like, I don't get it. I don't see the point of women doing it either, but I just don't understand. What's the reason?
Maybe he feels like it was so long ago and that's some bragging rights.
Hey, man, it don't matter.
It's very whack.
Let it go. Like, who cares?
All right, well, now y'all can't keep saying that men don't do that like women.
We never said men don't do it. We say men shouldn't do it, and men majority of the time don't do it.
Yeah, I think y'all were saying that.
We were talking about French Montana specifically when we called French Montana a hoe, but it's not like French running around telling everybody who he's sleeping with like Amber Rose does.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you,
Miss Yee. But I feel like
people
ask Amber Rose if they see a picture of her with somebody or something.
She can say
like
no.
So lie.
Yeah. Why not? That's your business. It's not even about
lying.
She
ain't even gonna lie. She's gonna like, that's my personal business. That's
yeah,
my personal life.
Yeah, you can say it's my business.
I mean, that's a yes. That's a yes nowadays.
What?
You say that. You say that's not my personal business. You say that's my personal business. That people take that as a yes. Yeah. That's just the era we live in.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Hurricane Matthew and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Giants 24-10. Now, let's talk about Hurricane
Matthew. The Vikings beat the Giants 24-10, and Odell Beckham is out here acting like a ho-ho out here.
I said
okay?
That.
Okay? You ain't say he acting like a ho-ho out here.
I ain't say all that. Okay. He a little emotional.
A little
emotional.
Second meltdown in two games. How you got more meltdowns this year than you got touchdowns?
He had a couple last year, too. Just a little emotional. He got to get it all out. Once he gets it out,
he got
back
more meltdowns this year than touchdowns. I don't know, man. I think Odell might be getting caught up in the bright lights in big city. You know, that's what I think.
All right, well, let's talk about Hurricane Matthew.
Well, Hurricane Matthew is a Category 4 hurricane. They're saying it grew slightly stronger today, and is shifting closer to Florida. So right now, that threat to Florida and the southeastern United States coast has increased. So just be careful out there, okay? And as far as Haiti is actually taking a pretty bad beating right now, 145-mile-per-hour winds. They've already killed at least 3 people. Cruise ships have had to change courses. Florida and North Carolina have declared states of emergency right now. They are expecting up to 40 inches of rain that could be dumped onto Haiti. And Haiti is still suffering from the devastating earthquake from 6 years ago, where 200,000 people were killed. So right now, they have 400 workers ready to help some residents whose houses are leveled out by the storm, could be leveled out by the storm. They're saying it is not safe to stay in your house. It's not a normal rainstorm. People have to move to shelters. They have identified about 1,000 different facilities that are temporary safe havens right now in Haiti.
Hey, prayers up for all my Haitian massive, man. Salute to the Haitians out there.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the White House in a new category.
Yeah, they're talking about adding a new racial category for Middle Eastern people. They have this proposal right now. Just because under current law, people from the Middle East are considered white, and they don't consider themselves white most of the time. You can still put that category if you choose, but they feel like for the census forms, this would help a variety of different things as far as enforcing school desegregation, helping minority-owned small businesses get federal grants and loans and all types of federal affirmative action plans and all of that, and employment discrimination issues. So they said there are some individuals who would consider themselves white. They certainly have a right to their identity, but if you talk to anybody at the census, they'll tell you their job is not to help anybody with their racial or ethnic identity. So however you identify, you still can, but this will be kind of an inclusive thing.
They're just trying to keep track of all the Middle Eastern people. That's all. This is called taking attendance. They need to keep track of all the Middle Eastern people, the potential terrorists, links to terrorists. That's all this is.
That's true, too.
That's
but
what this is.
But you're still able to check whatever box you want.
Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, people are still talking about Kim Kardashian. They're saying that maybe she posted too much on Instagram and that made her a target.
She posted that $4.5 million ring.
Her former security was like she shouldn't Snapchat everything, her comings and goings and, you know, her ring.
I mean, listen, I say that all the time. It does entice the wolves, but, you know, people do work hard and they do have their things and people have to live their truths and live their lives. But you do entice the wolves when you do things like that.
So what's the question? 800-585-1051. Should you be able to freely share your success? Should you be freely be able to post whatever you want to post on your social media? Or is it making you a target?
It's definitely making you a target. I mean, I the thing that gets me is when I see people say things like, she got what she deserved. Mm-hmm. People get what they deserve when they do stuff like that. I don't think you deserve to get robbed
well, that's
just because
question.
you 800-585-1051.
Did Kim K get what she deserved, or should she be able to post whatever she wants to post, whenever she wants to post, however she wants to post?
We have heard stories of people whose houses have gotten robbed because they posted that they were going out of town on this flight. So it is something to think about.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Hypnotized, B.I.G.
Come on.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about Kim K. Now, we all know she got robbed. She lost that $4.5 million ring. And some people are saying
$11 million in jewelry altogether, period. Uh-huh.
And some people are saying that it's maybe because she posts too much on social media.
Yeah, that's the story on the front page of the New York Post this morning. It says, clickbait. Thieves wanted $4.5 million ring Kim put on Instagram.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, is Kim posting too much on social media? Is it her fault she got robbed? That is the question.
It's never your fault that you got robbed. I feel like if you work hard for things and, you know, that's your life and you're living your truth, you should be able to post what you want. That doesn't give anybody the right to violate you, but it does entice the wolves. You have to understand that it is wolves on social media that are watching you and watching how you move. And when you leave your house and say, hey, I'm on vacation and stuff like that, if they know where you live, they might take that as an opportunity to, you know, visit your home and take what you worked hard for.
I say this all the time, and I feel like you should be able to post what you want to post, how you want to post it. You work hard. And for some, yeah, it is for the wolves out there. Some wolves will try to get it, but for some, it's inspiration. I follow people like Swiss Beatz, and to see the success Swiss Beatz has and where he's come from in the Bronx and being able to be on a yacht and being able to buy expensive cars and expensive art, I really get a motivation out of that. It pushes me to work harder.
But you have already.
Right.
So imagine a person that doesn't have anything and they sitting back watching. It may not breed inspiration. It may breed jealousy. It may breed envy.
Well, they have problems with themselves because it should breed motivation. The reason I started DJing was because I seen Clue and I seen all the success that Clue had. And I said, I'm from the same block as Clue. If he had the success, I could have the same success. So for me, it was motivation. It was never hate. And for some people out there, if they are hate, they're going to be haters regardless. And you can't stop that. You should be able to post whatever. Kim works hard. Whatever Kim does, whether she sells her emojis, her reality shows, all the stuff that she does, she works hard for
But the problem is this. Sometimes you get things that are given to you because they want you to post about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that their family has deals with Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So they want you to post, this is where I'm going to be. And sometimes you don't feel so comfortable posting your location of where you're going to be at.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard because you don't want people to know, well, I'm not going to be home, or so that leaves my house open. And people have had their houses broken into. I find that it is good if you want to post certain things to not do it while it's happening, like after the fact. So right. It's not necessarily timely. Like, it's not like right now I'm out of town, but maybe when you're on your way back, you post, hey, had a great vacation. You don't have to be specific like it's happening now. Just certain precautions that you want to take when people know where you live and you want to be careful.
Yeah, and we've all seen American Gangster. Sometimes your success is going to take a shot at you. That's just the way that the game goes.
Well, American Gangster was doing illegal stuff.
So
there's no way she wasn't going to post
that
ring.
Still, I mean, gonna take a shot.
Her husband bought her a ring.
She's proud of the ring. And then as far vacation, I'm paranoid. When I go on vacation, I have a house sitter that sits in my house that watches the house because I'm paranoid with everything. No, it's just me.
But it's also hard sometimes to know who you can trust. What if you have a house citizen in your house who also could set something up and say, I don't know what happened.
Hey, man.
Somebody came and tied me up.
My dad's my house sitter, so I ain't worried about that.
Yeah, and you just got to know
that. Dad seems a little grimy.
My dad seems a little grimy.
You just got to know that you're enticing the wolves. And if you are going to floss like that, you got to take the proper precautions to protect what it is that you flossing. Me personally, I don't floss on Instagram because I ain't got nothing, bro. Okay, I don't have nothing. All I got is this little radio show. I do a little bit of TV. We don't make no money. I shop at Target. You know what I mean? I drive a Chevy Tahoe. Victory Auto Group gave it to me to drive as part of a promotion. I ain't got nothing, bro.
That's a damn lie.
I make a little money on the side being an Uber driver with that Chevy Tahoe.
Shut up, man.
I do.
Shut up.
I moonlight as an Uber driver.
Shut up. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Tony from Jersey.
Tony, what's going on, bro?
Hey, nothing much, man. Just hanging in there, calling in a comment on that Kim K thing, man.
Talk to us, bro.
She didn't deserve it, but it was bound to happen with all that flossing. And like you spoke on earlier, that, you know, there's a lot of hungry individuals out there because of the holiday seasons. And me being a part of that in the past, knowing about that lifestyle, you know, I wish I was in on that one.
See, that's
Man, what is wrong with you?
That's a coward to rob somebody.
He said it so calm and nonchalant.
I wish I'd have been a part of that.
Jesus Christ.
It is a big payoff, and I get it. It's $4 million, but come on, man. She works hard for it.
It's not $4 million, because you're not going to be able to sell that ring for $4 million.
Yeah, where are you going to take that ring to?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not $4 million. It's a stolen ring.
Somebody buy that ring for $2 million.
I doubt it.
Absolutely. And what they going to do with it? Just wear it?
A jeweler, well, they'll resell that 10 times over. You'll never know where it went to.
I'm telling if I'm a jeweler.
Hello, who's this?
Glenn Lando from Newport News, Virginia, baby.
757, what's popping, bro?
Good, everything good. On the way to the jitter.
All right, we're talking about Kim K. Should social media floss and make her a target, man?
Well, first of all, I don't understand people out here in this world because people try to get rich quick schemes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see no problem with nobody flossing whatever they got if they work hard for it, even if it was a gift. You know, like I say, the ring was a gift from Ye. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see any kind of reason why somebody should be just trying to get rich like that. That's what a lot of people in this world do. They try to get rich overnight.
You're right. Yeah. I think a lot of people are weak-minded and have a weak soul. Like, they want the quick way out. And that sometimes a quick way out, it just makes you a coward and a sucker. If you got to get a gun and rob somebody, you are a sucker.
Hey, I'm with you, and that sounds good, but it's the holiday season, so you have to know that you're enticing the wolf. So it's simple. If you're going flaws, just be able to protect what you're putting out there. That's it.
Or just take whatever precautions that you can. It's a shame that we do live in a world where the reality is this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 800-585-1051. We all know Kim K got robbed of over, what, $11 million worth of jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, hey, maybe it's her fault. Maybe she flossed too much on social media. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I just want to salute whoever made my protein shake this morning. I don't know who made it. I don't know what this restaurant is called, but this protein shake I'm drinking right now is amazing.
I just want
to throw that out there. It's a little peanut butter with a little honey and some bananas. Amazing.
Okay.
I feel great. It made me smile.
All right, well, there you go. Now, we're talking about Kim K. Now, she got robbed for over $11 million worth of jewelry. No, there's no more protein in there,
bro. Okay, calm down, Charlamagne.
Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. Now, she got robbed for over $11 million worth of jewelry, and people are saying that it's her fault. They're saying that she made herself a target by posting things on Instagram and social media and Snapchat. So we're asking 800-585-1051, should she still be posting things on Instagram? Does it make her a target? What do you think, E?
I think it does make you feel like you have to be really careful about sometimes what you put on there as far as your location, when you're going to be out of town. And it's hard to say don't wear the ring your husband bought you and don't show that off on social media. How could you not? So I would never say don't do those things, but I would say there's little things that you can do to be more careful.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes you a target, but she has every right to be able to show off her material possessions, but she has to know that she's enticing the wolves, and you just got to be able to protect the things you post. It's really just that simple.
Right.
It's just that simple.
But she thought she was able to protect it. She thought she was free. She was in her hotel room.
Right.
Her door was locked. She didn't think the concierge would come up and open the door for the criminals.
Yeah.
You know, she had security.
It seemed like she was safe enough. Like, she went back to her room.
Yeah,
she didn't go out.
It's a strange world we live in because we have to adjust to the criminal element that's out there.
We try to.
You have to. That's why we have alarm systems on our houses, and that's why you go get your license to be able to carry. Like, you have to adjust to the criminal element that's out there.
Right.
It shouldn't be that way, but it just is.
Right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Larry Davis from Springfield, Ohio.
Hey, Larry Davis. We're talking about Kim K. What do you think about her social media flossing? Did that make her target?
I think it was wrong and demeaning, man. Like, you have some sick people in this world that say that she deserved what she got when she didn't. Just think of it as if it was, like, it was somebody in your family or your loved one.
I agree.
Yep.
Be feeling the same way, man.
But you got to understand, those some jealous, bitter, envious people who just be mad she posting anyway. They be hoping something bad happened when they see her post a $4.5 million ring.
Absolutely.
All she has to do is thank God that she didn't get killed, because if she would have, then she wouldn't have been able to take care of them babies.
Or rape, because she definitely was telling them, whatever you need, just leave me alone. I want to live. I have kids at home. Take any type of jewelry, money. Mm-hmm. What do you need to find? She told them where everything was because she wanted to live.
I'm sure they thought they were going to rape her. They said she was in a robe.
They dragged her out by her ankles.
About her ankles. Oh my goodness. Hello, who's this?
Peggy in Miami.
Hey, mama, how you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling amazing. How are you guys feeling?
We're great.
Blessed and highly favored.
Now, we're talking about Kim K. Social media flossing. Did that make her a target? Maybe she shouldn't floss as much. What do you think?
I think, well, she's a celebrity. She has to floss to stay somewhat relevant. You understand? So I get that. But that doesn't mean that she should be a target. Absolutely not. She definitely didn't deserve what she got. I definitely don't think she deserved that. If the regular people who are flossing, not regular people, but you know, regular folks who are flossing hundreds of dollars on social media, then they get robbed. Like, you don't have, you know, Kim K protection. She didn't have protection that night, but you don't have Kim K protection. So you can't do that. But I don't think she deserved it. Absolutely not.
You said something very interesting. You say that people have to floss to stay relevant. I don't believe that. I believe if all you got to lean on is your money, you don't have much.
With Kim K, she has to floss to stay relevant. Like, with the show and with what she has and her cars. And I mean, think about it. She's not, like, an actress or anything. She just, you know.
We don't even know why we like Kim K now. So her money don't got nothing to do with it.
I think the fact that she is a person that goes out and she does floss, people do like to see it. So I agree with you, Mama.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, DJ Envy. Thank you. Hi, Angela.
Hi, boo.
And like she said, some artists are different. Like, you look at some artists, some rappers, and they might have a ton of jewelry on because that's part of their persona. But then
that
you look
don't
at
last.
But then you look at some artists like a J. Cole or Kendrick, and that's not
and they'll be.
Their
and
Kim is selling. Kim does sell a lifestyle. She
sells a lifestyle.
She's supposed to be a fashionable.
Some artists sell a lifestyle.
Well, I don't think you should lean on your money in no aspect. Like, artists that lean on their money do not stick around. J. Cole,
she's
the
not
Kendrick,
an artist, though.
They'll be around forever. We don't know what Kim is, to be honest with you.
She was an artist at one time. Wasn't she? Did she have a song?
Yes, she did have that whack record with The Dream.
Yeah, but she is, that's her persona. That's her lifestyle. That's why people enjoy watching
that's
her.
That's why she gets all those endorsements.
Game, her bag game, her cars.
That's not
her
how
houses.
She initially blew up, though.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
She was a socialite hanging out.
Wasn't no jewelry on Ray J sex tape.
No, she was before the whole Ray J sex tape. She was a socialite hanging out.
She was
out
a closet. She's the organized closets.
Yeah, she was a stylist too.
Like, she was a socialite with the newest shoes, the newest bags.
But right now, she does have a lot of endorsement situations, and that is all kind of dependent on how she looks,
right,
and the things that she has.
Well, the moral of the story is nobody has the right to violate you because of what you post on social media. You have the right to post what you want when you work hard for it, but you have to be able to protect the things you post. It's just that simple.
Right. Now, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Kevin Hart. We'll tell you about another achievement that he is getting. Also, Toni Braxton will give you an update. She was actually hospitalized for 4 days. We'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Let's go, Yee.
Well, Nate Parker is gearing up for The Birth of a Nation to drop nationwide on Friday.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Birth of a Nation, damn
I'm excited
it.
About this. My parents are excited about this.
Take all
well.
Your white friends to go see Birth of a Nation
Charlamagne
this Friday.
And I saw it already.
I haven't seen it, so don't tell me
but
nothing about it.
But definitely go out and support it again now. Nate Parker was on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper, and then he was also on Good Morning America. Here's what he had to say about those rape charges that he had when he was younger that he was found innocent of.
I think the important thing is that, you know, this isn't about me. You know, the story of Nat Turner as an American, as American people, to know the story about a man who was erased from history, that's, you know, at some point, you know, I think that that's where our focus should be, you know, especially now. I mean, so many things are happening in America.
He's absolutely right. This movie is about Nat Turner. I said that from the day I saw it. It's not, it has nothing to do with Nate Parker whatsoever. I'm glad that Nate Parker got the story out and got the funding to do this movie, but this movie is absolutely about Nat Turner.
I'm excited to see it.
Yesterday he was also on with T.D. Jakes, and here's what he had to say about how this movie is still relevant with what we are facing today in America.
First police officers, you know, were slave patrollers. So I think when you understand that, you know, the job of law enforcement of that day, you know, keep order with respect to the movements of the black body, then when you go to 2016 and you see what's happening, I think it makes it a lot easier to understand why there is a relationship between people of color and law enforcement. You know, as James Baldwin says, you know, this country, we suffer from simple-mindedness. We just want to wrap it up in a bow and make it a small thing so we don't really have to change and face ourselves.
I can't wait to see the reaction to this movie. It's not for the weak of heart. I saw it with 13 other people.
Ooh, it's high.
7 of the people were white, and they left so angry. I mean, they left angry, slamming doors and everything.
Why were the white people angry?
Probably because of the second half of the movie. You saw it.
Oh, okay.
What you mean?
I'm going to be in Boston this Friday, so I'm definitely going to go see it in Boston.
But even in the second half of the movie.
No, I wouldn't go see it in Boston.
Why not?
I wouldn't go see Birth of a Nation in Boston.
Why not? I'm going to be in Boston this Friday.
Not Boston.
Maybe I might take some of the listeners. Maybe I might take some of the listeners with me while I'm
out
there.
Might not be safe in Boston.
Really?
All right. Well, congratulations again to Kevin Hart. He's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well deserved.
He's going to be getting that on Monday.
Drop on a clues bomb for Kevin Hart, damn it.
Well deserved for that.
Now, by the way, tonight, Kevin Hart will also be using his alter ego, Chocolate Dropper, on the BET Hip Hop Awards. That's airing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually going to be on there holding his own against Lil Wayne. Here's a little clip from Chocolate Dropper.
Pretty grimy grits, yes, on your lady. That sloppy joes, I'm spreading it on all you hoes. Droppers, insane, the rest of y'all are lames. I'm taking back what's mine, I'm talking about that fame. Woo. You did it to yourself, people.
Yeah.
Drop a back, about to do it to you, people. That anger's at an all-time high. Yeah, I eat my bread, I'm talking rye.
By the way, I saw people giving Meek Mill flack because he did a quote-unquote freestyle, and it was like, that's not a freestyle, it was written. Meek's freestyle was dope. Really freestyled.
Meek killed that freestyle,
so you can see why people actually write their rhymes
out
instead of freestyling, okay?
Right. All right, let's not forget that Khaled is going to be hosting,
mm-hmm,
and Snoop is going to get the I Am Hip Hop Award. Also, some people that are performing are T.I., Gucci Mane, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Designer Lil Yachty, Drum. So it'd be pretty good. And Drake actually has the most nominees. He had 14 nominations this time around. So make sure y'all check that out tonight.
Okay. Comes on tonight?
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
I got to finish Luke Cage, bro.
You can watch BET Awards, man.
All right. And Toni Braxton, she was initially checked out by a doctor in Atlanta. And then she had to go to L.A. For treatment because of her lupus.
Mm.
Now, they said she is doing a lot better now, and she's hoping to start rehearsals for her tour that's coming up. But she was in the hospital. She has a serious condition.
You know what? What does lupus affect, you know?
I'm not sure. You want to look it up?
No, don't give me the line. I just know you don't want it.
I kind of know, but I don't want to be wrong.
I'm not sure.
I just know you don't want it.
Yeah, I don't know that much too, but I was just curious.
They said Birdman got the news, and he got right on his jet and went from New York to be with her. So she was in the hospital for 4 days.
Oh, the immune system attacks its own tissues.
Right, so she was really sick. So they said she's feeling a lot better now.
Okay.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Oh, it brings me great pleasure to deliver this donkey
No. We're not doing donkey today.
It brings me great pleasure to deliver this donkey of the day today.
Who are you giving a donkey
as
to?
As a Dallas Cowboy fan, it warms my cold heart to tell Odell Beckham Jr. to please come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him this morning.
Rabbit, if he don't want to go there.
This is a teachable moment.
Rabbit, he doesn't want to walk to the front of the congregation.
Well, he needs to get to the front of the congregation and then get on his knees.
See, you always go too far.
Kneel.
Wow.
See, you always go too far.
Kneel in front of me, Odell.
I don't think I like this.
This got weird.
This is a teachable moment. Whenever there's an opportunity to teach, I'll take it.
All right. Donkey the Day's up next. Keep it locked. All my Giants fans, you don't have to listen to this if you don't want. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 4th, goes to Odell Beckham Jr., okay? The New York Giants star wide receiver who has millions of young men across America rocking the blonde burst fate. Now, lately, let's call it what it is, Odell Beckham Jr., he's been acting like a bitch, okay? A ho-ho out here in these streets. Let's read some of these headlines. This is from Yahoo. Emotion gets the better of Beckham again. The New York Post, Odell Beckham Jr.'s mood swings are killing the Giants. USA Today, Giants Odell Beckham losing grip on reality after losing cool again versus Vikings. The Sporting News, Odell Beckham Jr. really, really needs to chill out. Why are they saying these things, you ask? Because Odell keeps having temper tantrums. We all sit back and watch the TV and ask, what's wrong with the baby? Why he upset? Last week, he got into a fight with a kicking net and lost. And this week, he lost his cool after being flagged for taunting when he shoved Xavier Rhodes and then bumped into an official. Now, it's nothing wrong with being extra aggressive to your opponent. I enjoy a little taunting. But in order to properly taunt, you have to be up. When Odell started taunting last night, the Giants were down 14-0. And that was only Odell's second catch on his way to a career low 23 yards receiving on three catches. Now add that to the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. has more mini meltdowns this season than he does touchdowns. Zero through four games if you're keeping score. Then you start to realize we might have a problem here. What's the problem? Well, if you ask me, it's a classic example of too much too fast. Odell Beckham Jr. is a sports star in the biggest market in the world, New York City. And everybody can't handle that. What did Odell's buddy Drake say once in that record draft day? What the F happened to so-and-so? Where did they go? They too worried about bitches and fashion. They go mission in action. Now, I don't know if Odell is worried about the bitches.
Shut up.
But he's definitely into his fashion. And as of right now, October 4th, 2016, he's missing in action. Now, Odell is young, so he can get out of this funk. Okay, he can get out this funk that he's in. But in order to be able to get out of that funk, he has to hold himself accountable, okay? You have to take responsibility for your actions. And Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't seem to be doing that. Let's listen to what he said after the game last night.
Just out there playing football, you know, it's a man's sport. You have to protect yourself at all times. And I just got to know where I'm at. I just got to know that, you know, it's all against me. It's going to be that way. I have to assume that I'm always in the wrong, no matter what. And that's something that's, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but you have to understand it. You have to be able to cope with it and, you know, just keep it moving. Like I said, this is a man's sport, and I'm not going to be out there just taking hits. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Now, it warms my heart as a Dallas Cowboy fanatic to see and hear this. Okay, but let's be clear, Odell. You're not getting targeted for no reason. The refs aren't picking on you, okay? And you not getting calls or being targeted has nothing to do with the several passes you dropped in the second half last night. Eli Manning was giving you the chance to make plays, but you weren't making them. And instead of just owning that, you decide to blame referees and people making you a target. Negro, please. You're a target because coming into this year, you are a superstar wide receiver. Of course you're going to be a target. That comes with the territory. And when you know this, you have to rise to the occasion. And all that bitching and moaning you doing about refs and people targeting you, you're just trying to distract from the fact that you aren't performing well. Odell, look, in life, we all have to learn to take responsibility for our bad decisions. Once you take responsibility, you learn from it and let it go. Don't blame others or make excuses for yourself because you can't change the circumstances around you, but you can change yourself. That's the only thing you have charge of, and you just need a simple attitude adjustment. That's it. Simple and plain. Your hair is more difficult to do than making an attitude adjustment, Odell, okay? I'll leave you with this. Most problems are not really problems at all, but simply a matter of attitude toward a given life condition. Change your attitude, change your condition. Please give Odell Beckham Jr. the biggest hee-haw, please. Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's sing to the
sweet
baby.
Sweet sounds.
Sing to the baby. Give the baby some sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Come on. You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey. The day hee-haw.
Yeah, you can't have that nice blonde burst fade for nothing. Four games, zero touchdowns.
I wasn't listening. Who we give donkey to?
Oh, you tuned out?
I tuned out. Who was he talking about?
Oh, man.
Odell Beckham Jr. believes in stopping
Frisco. Don't do
that's
that.
Right.
Don't
right. Don't
do
talk
that.
About
my
our
Giants.
Giants. That's what he do.
Don't do that.
Do what stop Odell would do. Do what Odell would do. There you go. I didn't mean touch him there. I didn't mean grab him there.
Wow. Everybody okay?
All right. Did you kiss him? Oh, they go back. Oh, my God. I think he just.
Somebody dropped and broke something.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. That was very awkward. All right. Now, 800-585-1051. Have your emotions gotten in your way before? That
is
the question.
This is a good topic.
800-585-1051. Do you get emotional at work? Do your emotions mess up your money? 800-585-1051. That is the question.
Listen, I had an intern and we had to fire because she used to come to work and start arguing on the phone with her boyfriend and start crying all the time. I was like, I can't deal with this.
I don't move off emotion. I move off strategy.
Getting all emotional at work. That work is the worst place to be emotional.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about emotions. We'll get into it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was 50 Cent with 21 Questions. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're asking, have your emotions ever gotten in the way of your work, in the way of you making money? 800-585-1051. Now, this comes out of Charlamagne's Donkey of the Day.
Yeah, it went to Odell Beckham Jr. He in these streets acting like a bitch. He got more mini meltdowns this year than he has touchdowns. He has zero touchdowns after four games, but quite a few mini meltdowns, okay? And he keeps blaming everybody else except for taking accountability for his own actions.
Well, yeah, let me ask you, any emotions ever gotten away with you, your money?
No. I think I'm pretty good at separating my emotions from the workplace. I would say one time I did quit a job on a whim, but it was a right decision. I got into an argument with my boss. I don't like when people talk to me crazy. And I took all my stuff and left and never came back.
This is a good question, too, especially when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr., because he's on his third year. He hasn't even signed a big deal yet.
Right.
He hasn't even signed a big deal yet. And after four games this year, he's kind of underperforming, and he's showing that he's got a bad attitude. He's messing up his money.
Yeah. You know, with me, I'm very emotional when it comes to certain things, but I never let it affect the money. The money always comes in. That's one that I stop all emotions, all problems, all beefs for the money.
Envy, you are one of the most emotional Negroes I know. What the hell are you talking about?
I didn't
about?
Say anything you right now because I didn't want you to get emotional.
You are easily one of the top three most emotional
Negroes. What do you mean I'm emotional?
The only reason I didn't say anything was because I knew he would get emotional if we corrected
him. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I got super quiet for a second.
Tell me when I've been emotional.
I remember when we first started the Breakfast Club and we were having a little meet and greet with the bloggers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All the people that supported
and they send us all the email. I'm not coming. Because I don't like the way that y'all tease me.
Right.
And talk about me.
He said he wasn't going to come.
I still don't like the
and
way
then
you talk
he wanted us to. He said, like, then he wanted
me.
Us to beg him to come.
What did I say when I saw the email?
All along that he was coming.
What did I say when I saw the email? I said, so? Okay.
I still don't like the way you
he wanted
guys
us to be like,
me.
No, Emmy, we need you. You got to come.
I
blah,
still
blah, blah.
Don't like the way you guys tease me.
Every stereotype of light skinned men. Every stereotype of beige men when it comes to being emotional, Envy possesses. Every single
So you
last
do get emotional
one.
At work, Envy.
So what?
So I don't know why you just...
I don't know why you're talking like that.
As a matter of fact, you even told me yesterday, I know I'm really sensitive and emotional about certain things.
I know, because somebody's talked to me, but I didn't... I didn't respond. What did
Damn,
I do?
Bro.
I called you. I
Listen, there's
up
a lot of times that MV be on
up,
his
you opening up to the
about
women?
To leave a message, and you have to go over his shoulder and be like, "Yo, what are you doing?
You right.
Don't send that out."
I've done that the last couple of days.
Right. So,
but I chilled out. He was like throwing things at me. I said, yeah. He was like, Envy, shut up and walk away from the phone. And
yes,
I
just stop.
Did I call you yesterday and you said, calm
yes.
down?
Yes.
All right. Like, calm
so
down.
So you just lied.
All right.
Basically.
So maybe I'm a little emotional.
I've never been an emotional person. I don't move. I actually
man.
Think something wrong with me. I actually think I might be a little too cold.
I think something's wrong with you, too.
I don't move off emotion at all. Everything is strategy with me.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, have you ever let your emotions get in the way of your work or money?
I'm not going to say money. I'm going to say relationship-wise. Because once you in a long-term relationship and it's ended, it's hard for you to not think about your emotions when you have so many other things going on in your life.
But as far as work, have you ever cried at work, stormed out, quit a job, did anything crazy, yelled?
I'm not going to say not at work, no, because I never want to jeopardize and put my money, you know, in a position to where I can't have money anymore. So I would say, like, when I'm around people or if I'm around that person that, you know, is making me emotional, like, it's just hard to say. It's hard to explain. Like, your emotions, that's just what we breathe off of. And it's just hard when you're going through things. You got to keep it moving, though. You got to keep pushing yourself no matter what the situation is.
Emotions make you cry sometimes. Emotions make you sad sometimes.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tommy Lavender from Dayton, Ohio.
Tommy Lavender. What's up, bro?
That's the dumbest name I heard in a long time.
That's his real last name, I'm sure. Is that
your real last name? Are you related to Ray Lavender?
No, but I'm related to Drew Lavender. He used to play for Xavier.
Never heard of
him. Like in 09.
Drew Lavender.
But you get emotional, bro? You get emotional, bro?
Yeah, I got emotional yesterday. Usually I don't get in my feelings, but it's been a situation that's going on for about a year with me and one of my ex-coworkers or whatever. Uh-oh. And we was cool and everything, but she's been contacting my wife without telling me or whatever and telling her a whole bunch of lies that we've been messing around and whatnot.
Oh, you still sticking with that story that nothing ever happened?
Nothing ever happened.
So you sound like you lied a little bit, bro.
Now, why would she go ahead and make up this whole story?
Tell the truth. Tell your boys, man. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Tell the truth.
Listen. So, I mean, at my company or whatever like that, my job, we all look out for each other. So, if somebody needs some cash or whatever like that, I give them some cash. They need something to eat, I give them something to eat. They need a ride home, I'll take them home or whatever like that.
So, but, you took her home?
Yeah, I took her home. But I would tell my wife what I was doing at all times. But the thing is, she would tell other people and then come back and tell her that there's more to everything that's going on when there really wasn't. My wife and the girl finally talked yesterday and they finally squashed everything and then everything came back that the girl's been lying the whole time. She even tried to say that I got her pregnant.
Damn.
You know you pulled out.
Yeah, that's a hell of a
I would never. I have never.
You would never pull out?
I've only hit one thing for the past 7 years.
Boy, I like you, boy. You sell that dream,
man. I believe
that. You sell that dream.
Is your wife in the car?
You stick to your story,
goddammit. She's right here.
See, I tell Fender you need to. Let me speak to your wife.
Don't mess that man up. You stick to your story, bro.
Have a good day. I knew his wife was in the car. 800-585-1051. Have your emotions gotten in the way of making money or work? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. That was Drake, One Dance.
Speaking of emotions.
And here's some breaking news, by the way, that Hurricane Matthew has touched down in Haiti and has made landfall within the past few minutes.
Wow.
Just so you guys know, we'll keep you updated.
Definitely pray for Haiti. We're talking about emotional. Charlamagne gave Donkey today to Odell Beckham Jr.
For acting like a bitch. He's got more mini meltdowns this year than he does touchdowns. He has zero touchdowns. And, you know, you see all these different headlines, and the headlines are reading things like, you know, Odell Beckham needs to chill out. Odell Beckham needs to stop letting his emotions get the best of him. He's just acting like a whole bitch out here.
And the question is, have you ever let your emotions get in the way of your money or work? Now, these guys say, I am a little emotional.
And no, these guys. The world knows your beige ass is emotional, okay? Beige rage should be your middle name, all right? First of all, this is a true story. Everybody knows DJ Envy is an emotional ass
Negro.
Yeah,
that's part of what you're known for.
Lord have mercy. That you need your own emoji, bro.
Your name should be DJ Emotion.
Like, you are an emotional dude. Like, you, I be catching him sometime walking around humming Carl Thomas. He'd be like,
I like Carl Thomas. There's nothing wrong with Carl Thomas. The world should love Carl Thomas.
Sometimes we have to tiptoe around MB.
You don't have to tiptoe around me.
I don't tiptoe around him.
Yeah.
At all. I tell him straight up, I don't care if you come. I don't care if you leave.
Let's just move on.
No, because listen, Angela, that's Envy's number one threat. I'm leaving. All right, I ain't coming. Right. So?
That just sounds so.
Envy act like we need him here.
So, I don't care.
You guys do need me.
He wants us to be like, no, please,
no,
you got to come.
Envy, come on.
What do you need? Sorry.
Come on.
I accept your apology, guys. Hello, who's this?
Lynn Huff.
Hey, Mama, have you gotten emotional in your job, or has it affected your money at all?
The girl's eight.
Well, I'm a homemaker, but I do get emotional being at home all the time. It's depressing.
Why, you got a man that's taking care of you? Bless you.
My husband.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, so he takes care of you, but you one of them ones that don't want to stay in the house. You just got to go out and work, even though you can kick your feet up.
I just want to have a social life, and he has a social life being at work.
That's not a social life. I'm at work. Work is not my social life. It's a difference. Stop doing
that. It is when he works at a place that won't allow his wife or kids to come to, like, parties, and they won't let us. So
oh, he's cheating on you.
What place is this?
He's cheating on you with somebody at work. I'm telling you that right now.
Stop. What place is this?
Whoa.
What place is this?
I can't tell you over the air.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, I need to know off the air, because I'm telling you right now, he's cheating on you with somebody that he works with.
Oh,
boo.
Man.
That is the dumbest excuse.
I will say this. He's an older white guy, and I'm a younger black girl, and I'm very pretty. So if he's cheating, so what?
Hey.
I'm still getting his money.
Okay. Well, if he's not cheating, then he works at a place that wouldn't accept your black ass. That's all. That's all. He don't want to bring you around all that racism.
Well, they know he has mixed kids, so.
Does he bring them around?
Yeah, they see him.
Right, I'm just making sure.
I feel bad for you, Mom. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for you, too. You sound like an indentured servant.
Go get a job.
Where you from?
She wants to.
I'm from Alabama.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We'll be there in
this
a couple weeks.
This girl's a slave. You and your husband got to go see Birth of a Nation Friday. You're a real life slave that can't leave the field.
She's a homemaker.
You can't leave the field, Ma.
Oh, my goodness.
You better stay on that plantation.
Sorry, Mama.
This is you're in slavery. I'm serious. You're in slavery.
She's not in slavery.
You're a black woman who lives in Alabama who man won't let her do anything.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mama.
They don't sound sorry.
What's the moral of the story? You guys are crazy.
God, the moral of the story is Birth of a Nation comes out Friday, okay, and we is free now. We can act like it. Please, young lady.
We free, master. We free.
Please take what is wrong with her.
What is crazy? Leave
Jesus
the house.
Christ.
Oh, my goodness. We got rumors coming up, ye?
Yes, we're going to talk about Ric Flair. Who did he say that he smashed?
What did Ric Flair think? I know it wasn't. Oh, yeah. What was his thing? Woo! Woo! That was it. Ric Flair. Woo! There
Since we're talking about interracial relationships, I'll tell you which one of ours that he had sex with that he just talked about.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ric Flair recently told a pretty interesting story on his Ric Flair show, mm-hmm. and he talked about a celebrity who he previously had sex with.
Any celebrity riders of Space Mountain?
Several dozen.
Am I going to get any names
you
today?
You want me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry rode Space Mountain.
Of course she did.
Okay.
She was in Atlanta, and she just got divorced from Dave Justice.
Wait, are you telling a real story right now?
Do what I have to make up a lie?
Okay.
That's so lame. I have no idea why dudes kiss and tell. Like, I just don't get it.
Flair and Halle Berry.
Like, what's the point? Even if you had sex with Halle Berry, that's a memory you keep to yourself.
I think you probably would share it with a few people.
No, for what?
Not publicly, but you definitely would share it with
your boys.
Nobody would believe me.
Nobody
would believe me anyway.
He's Ric Flair, though.
What's the point?
Ric Flair could, I'm sure he's had a lot. It's Ric Flair. All right, now, since we're talking about guys dishing on their romantical lives, Orlando Brown recently did a pretty interesting interview, and he was talking about Raven Simone from, you know, he was on That's So Raven.
This
as
was
well.
Just weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird how he described Raven Simone. He's been talking about her a lot lately. He actually had a rap track where he talked about how she could have been his baby's mother and just all kinds of things. And he's gotten arrested a lot recently. I don't know what's going on.
He's washed. He's really, really washed. Like, this is the epitome of washed. This is what you don't want your kids to turn out to be.
With Orlando Brown. But here's what he had to say about Raven.
Raven it didn't have no color in them. I'm telling you, they was all, see, she light-skinned, so they was all, the was all one color.
Yeah.
And it was nice, and it wasn't like, you know, she had the, like, the brown or the tip. It was just, I don't know, it was this, what you call it, the areola. She was so nervous about me sucking on the areola because it had no color.
What? This is just a little bit.
By the way, he should kiss and tell. And the reason he should kiss and tell, because he don't have nothing else going on. So ladies have to understand that when you share your vagina with certain people, if they don't excel in life, you are the best they've ever done. You are the greatest accomplishment they've ever had. So yes, he will share.
Do y'all know anybody whose areolas is just the same color as the rest and everything's just one uniform color?
First of all, who the hell pays attention to the areola?
I'm just asking because
like
he brought it up.
I don't know.
Orlando Brown brought it up.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen on a breast was an inverted nipple.
And
inverted nipple is when it looks like it's pushed in.
Did you suck it out?
No, I actually asked her what that was, and she said that's the nipple all the guys,
all the guys
to suck
like
on.
To, yeah.
So I told her she has to leave.
Why does she have to leave?
Because I'm
You didn't
want
to put your mouth
like
where
that.
Everybody else had their mouth?
No, that was just disgusting.
You didn't want to think about it?
I never knew what an inverted nipple was. I had to Google it later on. And like, so I didn't know what it was. So if it's something that I have to Google and that's the way you tell me about it, I'm going to believe you.
It's like a belly button kind of probably.
No.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think that you can suck that one out though.
You can suck a belly button
No,
out?
The inverted nipple.
You mean like pull it out?
No.
All right, guys. And Kim Kardashian, they are saying they believe this was an inside job as far as the robbery in Paris and her, I guess she had like a 2-floor apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And she did see one masked man, another one wearing a police hat through a sliding glass door. What they are saying happened is the concierge downstairs was forced at gunpoint to go and let the robbers into her apartment. And they brought him back down after they took her jewelry, about $11 million worth. They were speaking French. So only thing that she understood was ring, ring, ring. And that was them trying to get that new ring that she just got from Kanye. She told them where it was. She just kept screaming that she did not want anything to happen to her. She has babies at home. You know, she was scared that she was going to get raped. But they do feel like whoever set this up knew that there was a small window of time where she had no security. The security was with Kendall Jenner and Kourtney Kardashian at the club. And so whatever happened, they feel like it was an inside job. They're still investigating.
I'm sure she got lined up. Like I said, I cannot make fun of that situation. I don't think nobody should make fun of that situation because, A, would you want it to happen to you?
No.
B, would you want it to happen to somebody you love? That is just tragic. That's the top three worst thing you could hear as a husband.
Absolutely.
That your wife is tied up in a Brooklyn basement.
All right. Well,
or in this case, a Paris boutique hotel.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. Of course, the Revolt Music Conference is going down October 13th. And if you want to be on the building, if you want to be in the building, I should say, log on to revoltmusicconference.com. And use the promo code BREAKFAST to save 15% off registration. And we'll see you down there, all right? And Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow, all right? People's Choice Mix is up
next.
What
is the white man trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you something. Listen to him.
I don't know. I was ignoring him.
Steve, say what you got to say.
Breakfast
RMC. Oh, Breakfast RMC.
Use the promo code. Steve, don't be afraid to correct him, okay?
Breakfast RMC.
RMC stands for Revolt Music Conference.
This is a live show. We just go with the flow. You don't have to, you know, we don't go off script here. Just say it.
Don't go off script.
Are you calling a black man illiterate as a white man in America? It's y'all fault that we illiterate.
Is that
Mr. Oppressor, you want to keep going? I love
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow?
What is he talking about?
Oh, the black guy. His name's LeVar Burton. You show some goddamn respect.
Black guy from Reading Rainbow. All right. Gave him too much freedom this morning.
Yeah, too much talk time. People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.